Blog Talk Radio.
There's nobody like Jesus. Yeah. And I know it's gonna be so. Yeah.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I tell you, y'all, that God is good. God is just good, and he's good all the time. God just, I heard the song say we don't even have a need because he meets every one of our needs. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Sometimes we think we have a need, but no, we don't. We just got to follow what God said. If he said he meets every one of our needs, hallelujah, we got to believe it. We got to have the faith. And everything else will work out in order. Praise God. That's the kind of God we serve. We work on faith, believing that he can do anything, and he will do it for us. Praise God. He paid a great price for us. Praise God. Well, you are listening to God's favorite ministry coming to you live tonight. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls, may be slain by the bullet, or whatever you may be going through? Praise God. God's favorites are reaching out to you to help heal your hurts. God put us here on this earth for one another. We're not here just to be here for ourselves, no, and just to tend to ourselves. No, but to love others and to take care of others, to reach out to others. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am supposed to help you in every, I'm supposed to be God's hand extended, outstretched to you and you and you. And when we do that, God just supplies even the more. Praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That's the kind of God we serve, y'all. God is willing to give us rest. Hallelujah. From anything that we go through, he's there. His angels are there to lead and guide us and to take us through whatever we may face in this life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because we are looking, yes, we are. We are looking for a better life. Hallelujah. When we all, hallelujah, gather around the throne. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because he said he got a place prepared for us. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm excited about it. I don't know about you, but every time I think about yes. Every time I think about the place that he has went away to prepare for me, hallelujah, where there will be no more pain, no more crying, no more fighting and wars and gossip and all the stuff that goes on, praise God. Oh, but there will be joy and peace. Hallelujah. Praise and singing and glorifying God. That's where I want to be. I'm striving every day to make it, hallelujah, into that kingdom land. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I can be with him and see him face to face. Praise. I'll get excited here, and hallelujah, I'll be teaching a message here after a while. Hallelujah. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus, God, we thank you, oh God, for another afternoon, God. Oh God, to come before you, Lord, to ask you to forgive us of our sins, anything we have said, done today, anything that we have looked at or tasted wasn't according to your will, God. Lord, we asking for your forgiveness this night, oh God. Lord God, that you continue to shower us with your blessings, oh God. Father God, we just want your blessings to fall upon us, God, even the more. Yes, we know they steady showering down, but we just want more of you, God. We want you to open us up even the more, God, that we can receive all that you have for us, God. Touch that mother, God, that have a son on alcohol. Touch that mother, oh God, that have a son behind prison wall. Touch that mother, oh God, that have a son, oh God, on drugs or whatever it may. It may be the daughter, God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord.
Touch, oh God, in a mighty way, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, whatever the situation may be tonight, God, oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord, you can solve any problem. Hallelujah, praise God. There's nothing too big, nothing too small, God, Lord, that you can't take care of. When we give you the glory, God, we know that you're going to meet every need, God, because you have favored us. Hallelujah. You have favored us and loved us. Yes, you have, oh God. You have loved us with an everlasting love. You have favored us, oh God. Oh God, and cause our lives, oh God, to roll on a little while longer, God. Oh God, to fill us with your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. And I want to thank you for God, for what you have done and what you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Well, at this time, I'm going to ask if there is anyone, praise God, that have a prayer request. Do press 1 on your phone now, praise God. Hallelujah. Press 1, and we will be glad to pray for you. Don't you know God said, I'm telling you, he uses us for one another. He told us to pray ye one for another. Hallelujah. He told us to pray ye ones. I don't know what you may be standing in need of. You might not want to speak it tonight, but we want to pray for everybody on here because we all need prayer. But if there's a specific prayer you want us to pray for tonight, press 1 on your phone right now, and we'll be glad to pray for you. Praise God. We want to pray for you. We want to pray for you. I'm going to ask Sister Felicia Keys, will she be out? A prayer warrior tonight. She's a great woman of God.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, praise God. Thank you. Is there anyone, praise God, that would love I see two hands up, Minister Felicia and Minister Gwen. All right. Praise God. Is that all, praise God, that need a prayer answer tonight? We're going to go into prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah, because it's so good. May he say, man ought to always pray and not faint. Praise God. So we are to pray, praying one for another. All right. So, okay, Minister Gwen, give us your prayer request.
Sorry, I was talking, was on mute. I'm so sorry. Talking away and on mute. Good evening to everyone. I'm asking that you continue praying for the little boy who got caught in the crossfire with his mother at Lakewood. But we have a praise report concerning him. He was taken off the ventilator, and so far he's able to breathe well without the ventilator. And his grandmother reported that he was smiling, but he will have to have another surgery. So we're just going to continue to believe that he will live and continue to see the miraculous works of God, and we will be able to see God's miracle working power as well in this child's life. Thank you.
Yes, we are seeing it. Praise God. God is showing us his mighty power. Amen. All right, Minister Felicia, tell us your prayer request so we can agree with you.
Yes, ma'am. My prayer request is for my niece, Kiera. She's bipolar. She's depressed. She's feeling like she don't want to live. She's working, but she's just going through a whole lot. So if we could pray for peace in her mind, and that her thought pattern would be regulated, and that she won't worry about a man or a boy or anything. She'll just focus on herself and on God.
Okay. And we have Minister Janice. Go ahead. And we have Minister Sharon. Go ahead.
Yes. Good night, everyone. I would like to ask for prayer for my pastor and my aunt Brenda Mills, please.
Bring them in. Okay. Janice, do you want to give a prayer request?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yeah. Go for it. We don't hear you. We don't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes. Good evening. I'm scheduled to meet with the gastroenterologist on Wednesday. He needs to recheck my test, and I'm believing that God will give me the victory through this.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is there anything, I see you having a problem. Is there an interference in the line tonight, or is just your line?
That's what I'm not sure. I don't know if it's me. I was trying to see if it was this phone. Did I have it muted? But you all heard me eventually, so I'm not sure.
Okay, if anybody else is hearing this, anything in their line, let me know. Praise God. All right, Minister Felicia, you may go forth.
Yes, ma'am. Pastor Vivian, I just have one more prayer request. Let's also remember to keep Pastor Hilda Miller's daughter lifted up as well for total healing. Thank you.
Her daughter or Pastor Hilda?
Pastor Hilda's
Her daughter.
Okay. All right.
Amen. Good evening, Jesus, and good evening to each of you. Lord, we say yes. Yes, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Yeah. Father God, we're coming to you on this morning, Lord. Excuse me, this evening. Lord, Minister Gwen is coming. She's lifting up the little boy that was caught in the crossfire at Lakewood Church, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, that he is breathing without ventilator. Father God, we ask that we and he will be able to see your miraculous powers, the miracles you're going to be performing in his life. Father God, we're asking that he have a good life, a strong, a healthy life, Lord, that his life will be a testimony to someone as well as himself, Lord. Father God, we ask that you'll just wrap your arms around him and continue to bless him, continue to heal him, dear Lord. Continue to work this situation out, Lord, for your glory. Father God, we thank you. She's also praying for his grandmother, the one that's sitting by his side. Lord, give her strength. Strength to continue to do what you have called her to do, dear Lord. Father God, bless them. Bless them as only you could bless, dear Lord. She's lifting up Pastor Hilda Miller Jones, Lord. Strength for her as she sit by her daughter's bedside, Lord. Complete healing for her daughter, dear Lord. Father God, we know that you could just touch and work out that situation. Lord, we're praying for total restoration for the daughter. We thank you, Lord, for that. Father God, Minister Janice is coming to you, Lord. She'll be meeting with the gastrologist on Wednesday, Lord. And she's praying, and we're praying with her for victory through this situation, Lord. Give her victory, Lord. Work it out, Lord. Let them find nothing, dear Lord. Let everything be as how you have made her, dear Lord. Let her no signs of nothing be detected, Lord. Father God, we thank you for what you're going to do in her life. We thank you for working that out for her. We thank you that she will have the victory, Lord. She'll come back and tell of the goodness of you. She'll come and say she was victorious when she met with the gastrologist, dear Lord. Father God, we're thanking you. We're lifting up Kiara, dear Lord. Kiara Hayes, my niece, dear Lord. Praying for peace in the mind, dear Lord, praying for her depression, praying for her thinking that there's no hope, Lord. Lord, help her to realize in you all things are possible. In you there is hope. In you there is a better way, Father God. Father God, we thank you for that. Let her realize that you love her, Lord, and others as well, dear Lord. Father God, let her not put her hope and trust in any man, Lord, but only in you, dear God. Father God, we thank you for working out the situations. We thank you that someone will open a door and take a chance on her, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that she is a hard worker, Father God, and that she'll understand her worth, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for what you're doing in her life. We thank you for touching anybody going through mental illness, dear Lord. Touch their minds, Lord. Regulate their thinking pattern, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for that. We thank you for comforting those that are in bereavement, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for everyone that kept their prayer requests close to their heart, dear God. We thank you for them. We lift it up, Lord. You know before we even utter a word what's in our minds, what we're thinking, where we need help at, dear Lord. And for that, we say thank you. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for just showing us how miraculous you are. Thank you for the miracles you're performing daily, dear Lord. Father God, we thank you for the strength you're giving us. Thank you, Lord, that we're able to intercede for someone, that we're lifting them up to you, Lord, that they will feel your presence, Lord, that the anointing will fall fresh on them, dear God. Father God, they won't know what happened, but they'll just be at peace, and we thank you for that. We thank you for how you're working on the little boy that was in the crossfire at Lakewood. Thank you, Lord, for his life. We thank you for healing him. Thank you that he is that testimony. Thank you for that great report Sister Janice will have. Thank you, Lord, for just being with Pastor Hilda Miller Jones, working it out, Lord. Thank you for the strength you're giving her, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that her daughter will not become depressed or anything and that she will have the victory. We're praying for her total healing. And we thank you, Lord, for restoring her to good health. Thank you, Lord, for everything you're doing. For each and every one on this line, we say thank you. Forgive me if I failed in any kind of way, if I failed to call someone's name, if I failed to do what it is that you wanted me to do. Father God, I ask for forgiveness. Hear our prayers, dear Lord. Hear our prayers. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you for God's favorites. We thank you for the leader of this line. We thank you for our sister, dear God. We just thank you for everything you're doing in each and every one of our lives. Thank you for our life, our health, and our strength. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Mother Vivian.
Thank you. And we do have Minister Brenda on the line. Would you like to have something to say, Minister Brenda Mint?
Well, I needed prayed for, you know, and I heard my sister say pray for my auntie Brenda Mim. So,
excuse me, I'm so sorry.
And I thank her for that.
Okay.
Amen. Father God, we're lifting up Brenda Mim again, dear Lord. Father God, you know what she stands in the need of. Minister Sharon asked for prayer for her, Father God. Forgive me for that, dear Lord. We're praying, Lord, whatever it is that Minister Brenda needs, Lord, we ask that you just deliver, Lord. Hear her prayer. We're praying for her pastor, Lord, for Minister Sharon's pastor, Lord. You know what they're standing in the need of, dear Lord. We ask that you just heal, touch, deliver, whatever the situation may be, finances, doors to be opened, strength, whatever it is, dear Lord, we ask that you just touch and deliver. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Excuse me. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Minister Jackie King, can you give us a rendition at this time?
Yes, ma'am. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord. I don't mind loving.
I don't mind loving. I don't mind loving. Loving you, Lord. I don't mind clapping. I don't mind clapping. I don't mind clapping for you, Lord. I don't mind shouting. I don't mind shouting. I don't mind shouting unto the Lord. I don't mind dancing. I don't mind dancing. I don't mind dancing for the Lord. Amen, amen.
Thank you, thank you. God bless you, Minister Jackie Keys. We love you. Praise God. Well, tonight, you all don't have me tonight to bring the word. We have our great and wonderful sister. God has uniquely blessed to write. She's a writer. She has Pray for the Children on Tuesdays. We wish that you could join us. You. It is a blessing to pray for the children. So we pray for the children from 4 to 5, just 1 hour. God said if you can just watch 1 hour, hallelujah, and we do that, praise God. I want to present to you a woman of God that's been ordained now, praise God, had such a wonderful, wonderful ordination minister, Coretha Gatlin. And all this month we've been ministering on love. So she is closing out tonight on love. And one announcement I want to make, during the month of May, we're going to do the same thing again. Everybody that want to have a part during the month of May, that is mothers, choose a woman that you want to speak about, and we will let you speak on that woman. Praise God. So you let me know, hallelujah, what woman you want to speak about. We already have Mary, the mother of Jesus. Someone has chosen, and also someone has given me Hannah. So if you would like to speak, giving you plenty enough time during the month of May, choose a woman from the Word of God, a mother from the Word of God that you would love to speak on. At this time, Evangelist, Coretha Gatlin, go for it. All right. I thought I had
okay. You. Thank you for good evening, favorite family. I want you to know that I love the Lord because He first loved me. God gave Jesus to die for us, and I serve the Almighty who is great and greatly to be praised. I thank God for Sister Vivian for inviting me to speak tonight. Thank you, Jimmy, for coming on. May the Lord bless you richly and your family. So she asked me to speak about love. So my topic is love, the higher call. The world's point of view is not the same as God's point of view. It's quite different. Since we belong to God, we must look at our Creator's point of view. Got like a little something in the background, something going on in the background. I know Tina Turner said in her famous song, "What's love got to do with it?" To her, love was a secondhand emotion. Who needs love? Who needs love when a heart can be broken? Every one of us have had our hearts broken at some point. Can you imagine you have your only child? And you're asked by God to sacrifice your son for people who are stubborn, rebellious, disrespectful, arrogant. That's what God told Abraham to do, to sacrifice his only son. But God gave his only son in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So whosoever believeth in him will not perish. What's love got to do with it? You might ask yourself. Love, God's love, is the core of the heart of life. God's love is the core of the heart of life. God's love is the reason for our very existence. Without God's love, we cannot and we would not exist. God gave Jesus his only son, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in Jesus should not perish. For God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through Jesus. What love has to do with it? Love is not just a second thing. God is love. Jesus decided he chose to obey God. He chose to come to the earth, and he said, Lord, I'll obey. And he said, I'll go to the earth to save Vivian. I'll go to the earth to save Caritha, Sister G. I'll go to the earth to serve, to save everyone who's on the line tonight. Jesus knew what he would encounter on earth before he came. Jesus came in obedience to God. Lord, send me. I'll go. I will go and sacrifice my life for the unlovable, for the homeless, for the poor, for the destitute, the angry, the cruel, murderers. Yes, even for the Judases that I will encounter. How many of us can say, Lord, send me. I'll go no matter what emotions my emotions say. I will go knowing I have to be crucified, but I will live again. How many of us can truly die to ourselves? That's what love is, truly dying to yourself. Listen to this and see if you died to yourself yet. What is dying to yourself? When you are forgotten or neglected, purposely set at naught, don't sting or hurt when the insult comes, but your heart is happy, being counted worthy to suffer for Christ. That's dying to yourself. When your good is evil spoken of, when your wishes are crossed, your advice disregarded, your opinions ridiculed, and you refuse to let anger rise in your heart or even defend yourself, but take it all in patient, loving silence. That's dying to self. When you lovingly and patiently bear any disorder, any irregularity, any impunctuality, or any annoyance, when you can stand face to face with waste, folly, extravagance, spiritual insensibility, and endure it as Jesus did, that is dying to self. When you are content with any food offering, any raiment or climate in our society, any solitude or any interruption in the will, by the will of God, that's dying to self. When you never care to refer to yourself in conversation or to record your own good work or itch after commendation, when you truly love to be unknown, that's dying to self. When you see your brother or your sister prosper and your needs are unmet, and you can honestly rejoice with him or her in the spirit, feeling no envy nor question God, while your own needs are far greater and in desperate circumstance, that's dying to self. When you can receive correction and reproof from one of less stature than yourself, and can humbly submit inwardly, finding no rebellion or resentment rising up in your heart, that's dying to yourself. Are you dead yet? In these last days, the Spirit will bring us to the cross that we might know him, being made conformable to his death. Love is a higher call. Jesus took the step from heaven to earth to answer the higher call. The way a person acts towards you has nothing to do with you, but what's on the inside of them. I'm going to repeat it. The way a person acts towards you has nothing to do with you, but what's on the inside of them. The way Judas acted towards Jesus had nothing to do with Jesus, but it was what was on the inside of Judas that had him betray Jesus. Judas has a spirit of betrayal. Jesus forgave Judas for the part, for his part. He forgave him. Have you forgiven your Judases in your life? Jesus forgave you, me, all of us. We crucified Jesus over and over again by sinning against him. So please forgive your Judases so God can forgive you for what you did to him, God's son. To love God is a higher call, as well as loving each other. Philippians 3:14, brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and reaching towards what is ahead, pressing on toward the goal of the prize to win, for which God called me into heaven. That's one version. The other version I want to read to you is in the Message Bible, Philippians 3:13-14. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got an eye on the goal where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I am of running, and I'm not turning back. I love each of you. I'm glad God connected us in love. So I thank God for you all tonight. To him who loved with all of our hearts, so we're to love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and love each other like we love ourselves. To do this, we got to die to ourselves. Amen. Thank you, Sister Vivian.
Well, thank you so much, Minister Gatlin. I think she has summed up this love factor that we have been going through this whole month. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when we go back and we look at chapter 13 again, praise God, and it reads, now she told us what all we had to do. And if you read that 13 and read it carefully and dissect it, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And we're going to take a good look at it before we leave this month, because we're going on into April now. I mean, February, March. Praise God. Sorry. And it reads as thus. If anyone haven't read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and it reads as thus. As though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not love, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, I don't care what you think or who you think you are, and understand all the mysteries, I don't care how much knowledge you got. Hallelujah. And all knowledge. And though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I am nothing. You know, I was talking to a man that, I'm going to pause there before I go on. I was talking to a man yesterday. He had been in prison for many, I think 40-something years, and now he's out here. And he's trying to reclaim his life. And you know what he said to us yesterday? He said the people in the prison have more love than the people outside. I said, yes, found that to be. He said, though they are behind prison, he said, they have their little group, and they love their little group. He said, I am out here, and I'm trying to make it. But nobody want to give me a chance. Nobody want to give me a job because I've been there. He said, where is the love? And I began to look at that man and agree with him, because I have found prisoners behind prison walls
that can show love better than we can out here. So we need to check ourselves. Praise God. We need to know how to go the last mile for a person. So let me continue on, because chapter 13 tells us how to go the last mile for another person. Praise God. And he said, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it profit me nothing. You got to love in spite of. You got to love like nothing else matters. Come on, church. We got to love. We got to get a love. We don't have the love like Jesus is calling us to right here. It said love suffers long. We don't want to suffer. We don't want to suffer. And it's kind. We can have some nasty ways. Charity endeth not, as evangelist said earlier. Love wants not itself, want to put itself high above, or want to be puffed up. Doeth not have itself, behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own way, is not easily provoked. Thinketh no evil, as she said. We got to walk in forgiveness. Y'all know, if you get my book, and I'm not promoting my book, but if you, it would be a good thing if you get it and read on the chapter of walking in the spirit of forgiveness. The title of the book is Why Not a Woman by Vivian Collins. Get the book, read it, and keep it. And when you're not going through, when you're going through something, just pick it up. I tell you, to lead you to a chapter that will strengthen you. Praise God. Oh, let's go on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Rejoice in the truth. Don't find fault on people. Think about people. Beareth all things. Believeth all things. Hopeth all things. Hope for the other person. Stop just thinking about hoping for yourself and think about somebody else. Praise God. Endure all things. Love never fails. I know we want to give up on people, but God don't never give up on us. Hallelujah. So we want to be more like Christ. Hallelujah. We want to be more like Jesus. We don't want to give up on each other. We want to, if they causes us to suffer, let's suffer for Christ's sake. Praise God. So love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they're going to cease. Praise God. Whether there be knowledge, it's going to vanish away. Hallelujah. So we see this love chapter here, and we see that we got a long ways to go. You know, I kind of felt kind of bad when that man said that yesterday, that, hey, there's no love out here. The people just don't show the love as they ought to. And I had to agree with him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. There are people out here that needs love, needs us to love them, but we are turning our back on them. Praise God. We don't know how to love them. Some of us got so much pain and hurt on the inside of us that we don't know how to reach out to the other one. Some of us got so much pain and hurt that we need to be healed, and that's what this ministry is about. We want you to be healed. We want you to, praise God, to know how to love someone. Praise God. Hallelujah. And not be bitter because of something has happened in your life. Because I was listening to my pastor today, and he said, it's a lot of things that is happening in your life that you can't, you don't know how to reach out. You haven't given up all that old stuff that has happened to you. So we, in order for us to love, we can ask God to clean us up. Clean us up. clean us up, God, that we may be able to love one another and go that last mile for one another to be able to teach somebody else to reach out. Oh, God said that we got so much to pray for. Y'all, I want y'all to be on here with me at 10 o'clock Sunday morning and pray. Pray for the needs all around the world, praise God. Pray for that son. Pray for that daughter, praise God. Pray for that mother, that father, praise God. But we ought to be praying one for another, man, or to always pray and not faint. That's the love of God. Hallelujah. If we love, we'll pray. We're going to be praying on first Saturday for 10 o'clock on this same number. Praise God. We want to pray for you and your family because we got family members that are unsaved, and we got to love them in. We got to pray for them. Praise God. That's the love of God. Hallelujah. But you know, when it comes to prayer, it's a very few people want to go to pray. Hallelujah. Like I said, Minister G have a prayer line for children. I mean, that prayer line should be flooded, but it's not. It's not just a very few people. 4 or 5 people come on to pray. I think it's very sad that we have somebody that's willing to spend time, praise God, to pray for somebody. Pray somebody, child, that's sick. Think about all the children that's sick in hospital rooms. We're praying for Minister Hilda's daughter now. Praise God. We got to be wrapping our arms around this child in the spirit, praying because of the love we have in our heart for her. Praise God. We got this child is facing a big challenge. We have the pastor where I go sing at our church. Her granddaughter had cancer in the foot, and they had to remove the foot. So there are children that we need to be praying for that's in children's hospital. Because of our love, we should be praying. We got children in children's hospital with different kinds of diseases and abnormalities. We got children abroad, all in Africa, that are being born with all kind of deformities. Praise God. And our love should be reaching out. All in India, praise God. They are sending me pictures of children where they're living in huts. And they said, if I can give a donation to feed the children. You know, our love should reach out much farther than what we can see. Our love should be reaching out all over the world. Praise God. Well, I thank y'all for being with me tonight. You don't know how it makes my heart glad to see you come on here every Sunday night, and we agree together in love. This is love. If you come on here to hear me every Sunday night, you know I feel like you love me because I do love you, and I want to continue to just love you. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace. God wants to give you the peace that passes all understanding. Hallelujah. God. That's the kind of God we serve. Praise God. I want y'all to be blessed, be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And have a good night. Praise God. Hallelujah.
You too.
Amen.
I love you
all. Good night, everyone. Love you all.
Good night.
Okay.
Good night.